My name is Peg Carlson Hoffman, and my husband Chuck and I are artists and designers, and we work in neighborhoods to try to create change. And we've been teaching our workshop for the last 2 weeks called Creating a Space for Sacred Imagination, and we're happy to lead worship this evening, and now we invite you to be in worship. Peace be with you. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through art and music to offer praises as your people on earth. Grant to us, even now, glimpses of your beauty, and make us worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 453. It's in the red hymnal, and if you don't have one, there in the back by the lighted candle. So for tonight, we're going to invite everybody to sing verse 1. On the second verse, we'll be all women. On the third voice, the verse, we'll have the men. And on the fourth, we'll sing all together.
By life that the Spirit abundantly brings, as we journey toward home, may your presence be known. Precious river, ever flowing, now carry us home. One in Jesus, one in water, baptized and set free.
Let us pray. God, God our maker, maker of color, sound, texture, movement, quietness, and the restless beauty in living things. We bless you. God, God the maker, maker of granite and mustard seed, of gray cloud and starlight, of earth and heartbeat. We bless you. God, God the maker, maker of all that is unseen, of all that has been, of all the worlds that could never capture. We bless you. God, God our Maker, we, the children of your love, the creatures of your kindness, the guardians of your creation, bless you. We bless you for your making, for your trusting, your loving, your never-ending goodness. Amen.
Our scripture reading this evening comes from 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. I want to begin by asking you a question. How many of you consider yourself an artist? Let's see your hands. Get them up there. All right, Holden is a good place for this. But generally, if I ask this question to a kindergarten class, how many of you are artists? Nearly every hand waves enthusiastically in the air. Okay, by third grade, half the class. And by sixth grade, well, maybe just a handful. So what happens to us? How do we lose our sense of creativity? Do we begin to dismiss our need for inspired expression as we dissolve into the mainstream of cultural needs? Could we awaken our imaginations and see new possibilities in what appears to be fixed and framed ways of doing things? And how could the arts enable us to risk new ways of existing with one another in our world? I believe that the arts can help till the soil of our hearts. By opening the door to our imaginations, art can reveal, it can heal, and renew our spirits, our churches, our communities, and our world. It's pretty big, but I believe that. We need to risk coming together in our diversity and reimagine issues that divide us, the health of our planet, and the ability to see our neighbor in the image of our Creator God. The arts can provide a new lens to explore our faith and an understanding of our place in creation. Our class painting here is placed on the altar with belief that creativity is a gift from God, and using that gift is an offering back to God. The process itself is a form of prayer where time seems suspended and our thoughts connect with our feelings. Color, shape, and form become our language. The process from our class involves having our group around the table. Each person has a single color of tempera paint, the paint we all use in our beginning days as young artists. We paint to music, but there is no talking during the process to get at the contemplative and prayerful nature of painting in this way. Now we ring a bell. When the bell rings, we move to the left and the paint moves to the right. That way we have a new color to work with and you are now interacting with your neighbor's work. We move around the table working with each other's ideas, and we do this until we have covered the entire paper, as you can see later tonight. We created this together as a group. We each brought out our individual expression on the table. Coming alongside our neighbors, we shaped a collective visual language. We forged ideas that allowed individual perspectives that are still evident in the painting. But the painting became a work that none of us could have created by ourselves. In creating, we must become transparent. In this vulnerability, new revelations about ourselves and those around us can be revealed. The imagination is like a lantern that illuminates the inner landscape of our life and helps us to discover the hidden riches which lie in there. The claiming and reclaiming who we are as persons created in God's image, growing in the likeness of Christ to serve a hurting world, come as we intentionally open ourselves to the movement of the Holy Spirit. By pushing back the boundaries of the familiar and being guided into areas of the unknown, we experience that which we did not know was in us, surprised by God. Amen. If you'll turn to hymn number 807 in your red hymnal, and we will sing our final hymn, and then we will have a blessing after that hymn. You join me in a blessing and a prayer. Now, if you would put your hands out in front of you. Okay. Now, turn your left palm up as an indication of receiving and your right palm down, indicating a willingness to give. Now, please join hands with your neighbor, and I would like you to move across the aisle so everyone has a hand. Very good. Now may the Holy One who created you from words and dust and called you good inhabit your every hunger, dwell in each desire, and encompass you in all the choosing that lies ahead. And as we go, the Lord bless us and keep us, the Lord's face shine upon us, the Lord be gracious to us and give us peace. Amen. The worship has ended. Let the service begin. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.